What a grace. What a grace for Peter and James and John to see Jesus transfigured. They were blessed with a preview of the glory of Jesus risen from the dead and his glory in heaven. And you know, it's also a preview of the glory that we all hope to share in heaven. Just before the disciples saw Jesus transfigured, Jesus told his disciples that he must suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, chief priests, scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. The disciples react to this. Peter says, no way that should happen. Peter doesn't want to hear this. He only wants to listen to how he believes things should be. And how does our Lord Jesus respond to Peter? Peter's preconceived beliefs. Well, Jesus rebukes him and says, get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. The disciples had to learn that Jesus was not a Messiah who came to liberate Palestine from Roman domination. They had to learn to listen to Jesus, to God's way, and that he would be a suffering Messiah and would be executed and he'd rise again. How many times are we like these disciples? They were faulty in their human nature, and we, like them, so often interpret the Word of God by applying it to fit our own preconceived beliefs and values. Brothers and sisters, there's a danger in doing this. If we interpret Jesus' teachings to support our own presuppositions, we can end up with a Jesus of our own making. And though we be well-intended, this can never transform us into the image of Christ and make us whole. Peter, James, and John saw Jesus transfigured. They needed this grace-filled event. They left everything to follow Jesus. And he just told them that he'd be killed. They needed reassurance. And Jesus didn't let them down. They received abundant grace on the mountain as they saw Jesus transfigured. Moses and Elijah, two great prophets of the Old Testament, also appeared, and they spoke with Jesus. And their appearance added confirmation that Jesus is the expected Messiah. And as Moses and Elijah were about to depart from Jesus, Peter says, Master, tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah, with his suggestion of three tents. His misspoken suggestion is interrupted in a spectacular way. A cloud descends and envelops them. A divine presence in the cloud with a commanding voice says, this is my chosen son. Listen to him. And after the prophets leave and the transfiguration was completed, the disciples and Jesus were silent. Jesus instructed them to not tell anyone what they had seen. It mustn't have been difficult to remain silent. After all, they were awestruck on what they'd just seen and heard. And they needed time to reflect on all of these happenings. The transfiguration, Moses and Elijah, the divine voice from the cloud instructing them who Jesus was. Now was not the time for talking.